This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. I remember years ago, Melrose Place was on, and we were all watching Melrose Place, and everything was going great, and it was a great season. We're all excited. I was living up in Reno, Nevada, and there was a big bad storm. And I guess the big bad storm knocked over one of the satellite dishes. I don't know. So the whole city couldn't get Melrose Place. So apparently I'm watching the news that night because there was nothing else to watch, right? And it was on Fox. It was one of the Fox News stations that was starting to become big back in the 90s, and they had to actually re-air the Melrose Place separately because so many people had called the police, so many people had called the station, everybody was freaking out. Well, I guess Friday there was a Facebook outage. I guess last Friday. And what happened? People called 911. Now, what is the point of 911? The point of 911 is to call for emergency medical services, emergency fire services, emergency police. You don't call because there was a Facebook outage. So I guess, it's interesting what we put as important and what we rank as priority. And just because Facebook is down, do we really get drawn to the point that we have to call 911? Well, it also shows you how desperate a society we are. If we feel like we can't communicate with our brethren on Facebook, we feel panicked. Now, have I ever felt panicked by something like Facebook and Twitter? I have when I posted something that now I regret and I want to take down. So let's say I don't know, I'm trying to think of something. Like I put up a picture, and the picture looked really good on my phone. You know, I mean, I thought it looked cute. Then all of a sudden, I see, no, you know what, the picture wasn't so cute. Let me take that down. And I don't have access to a computer, my phone, internet battery, or the internet won't pick up. So, you know, so I felt panic because something's out there for everybody to see. But for people to be that panicked to call 911, pretty scary stuff. It's interesting. There's a lot of reasons people call 911. I'm looking at this article right now under guyism.com, looking at some of the stupidest 911 calls of all time. Unfortunately, I don't have the audio, but, you know, people will call for pizza. People will call because they, had a fight with their mother-in-law. They're trying to get out of something. You know, it's interesting. I'll even see my kids go, I'll call 911. Like, what are you calling 911 for? Well, because I can't use a computer and he won't let me on my turn. What do you expect police to do? I mean, you know, really, you can't get on the computer? Apparently, a woman locked in her own car. She felt trapped in her own car. Apparently, the electrical system failed. The automatic door lock wouldn't unlock the door. So she called 911. The dispatcher told her that she could manually unlock the car door by the little bitty flippy thing. And the woman thankfully didn't die of hypothermia and was able to exit her own car. Also, apparently a man had dialed, 911 while he was in the middle of a drug deal. Apparently it was a butt call. These butt calls are pretty serious stuff. I remember in New York they were talking about how many thousands of butt calls they get to the 911 operators. And remember, they have to take a butt call seriously because what if you're in trouble? So you dial 911 so the authorities can listen in on the crime because you're scared, you can't do the speaking, so you call 911 in the middle of a bank robbery. They have to take these seriously. Let me see. There was a California woman who dialed 911 because Burger King was not giving her the right kind of cheeseburger. Remember that one? She was returning from taking her kids to Taekwondo practice and just wanted a Western bacon cheeseburger. Unfortunately, she got a normal cheeseburger instead. She was mad, so she calls 911 over Burger King. All right. Apparently, there was a woman who had called. Her name was He Orama. Apparently, the boyfriend was lying about marrying her. He wouldn't want to marry her. She was so upset, so she called 911. I guess Officer Edward Sanchez was served marijuana-laced brownies and proceeded to have a freak out on the line with the dispatcher. Apparently, I guess he had called in, and I mean, these are just some crazy things that happen. So just to recap, okay, you do not call 911 for that. Right? If Facebook is down, you don't call 911. If your boyfriend broke up with you, you don't call 911. If your brother does not let you play World of Warcraft when it's your turn, or you guys are in the middle of a GTA fight, something happens, and you can't take control of the controls, you do not call 911 for that, okay? 911 is specifically for emergencies. And I think it's ridiculous that we even have to talk about that. I don't care about hamburgers. I don't care about noise complaints. I don't care about a condom breaking. You see, me in the middle of the night, I would always get calls that the condom broke. The condom broke, you need to call in Plan B. Plan B is a hormone prescription. Now it's over the counter for people to be able to, I don't want to use the word abort, it's not abort, but to interfere with the possibility of them getting pregnant within the next couple days. And I would be getting calls from the answering service in the middle of the night for that. Oh, hell yeah, I changed the rules. So 911 operators, if I could just say, I am really proud of you guys. You guys rock. You save millions and millions of lives a day. Thank God you're out there. But if you want to, rip them a new one. You could go ahead and rip the other person a new one if you need to for calling you for something stupid. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The other American Ebola victim is arriving in America. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about gluten-free label standards. All right? Let's hope they're not all screwy. We'll talk about the top paid actors and actresses. Lots to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was a very interesting decision. A court rules against a home aide who wanted to sue the patient she was taking care of because she was injured by the patient. This is a very, very interesting case. Let me quickly tell you about it. The California Supreme Court ruled in San Francisco, I believe yesterday, that a home health care worker who was injured by a patient with Alzheimer's cannot sue the patient and her husband by a 5-2 vote. I guess the workers hired through an agency to care for dementia sufferers in their homes are barred by the doctrine of assumption of risk. Under that doctrine, basically, if you work in an inherently dangerous occupation or engage in hazardous sports, you're considered to have assumed the risk of being injured. So, like, for example, if you, let's say, are hired by a roofing company and you need to fix the roof of McDonald's, you fall and hurt yourself, you may have workers' comp, but you can't turn around and also sue McDonald's. You see what I mean? You can't sue everybody that you injured yourself on. Workers' comp handles that. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but it extends even beyond that. They say, according to Justice Carol Corrigan, it's a settled principle that those hired to manage a hazardous condition may not sue their clients or injuries caused by the very risks they were retained to confront. The court dismissed a lawsuit filed by Carolyn Gregory. She's a home health care aide who was hired by Bernard Cott back in 2005 to take care of his elderly wife. Now, Lorraine Cott was a longtime Alzheimer's patient. This occurred in West L.A. He had told Gregory that his wife had sometimes been combative and may bite, kick, or flail her arms. The home aide took the job. And on September 4th, 2008, Lorraine Cott, by then was about 85 years old, weighing 100 pounds, pushed against the home aide as she was washing dishes and, according to the home aide, started to grab for a large knife the worker was washing. Gregory, the home aide, dropped the knife and the tip stabbed her wrist, causing her to lose sensation in two fingers and a thumb, and to suffer recurring pain. Apparently, the home aide already received workers' compensation through the agency that employed her. But she then turned around to sue the couple themselves in L.A. County Superior Court for the alleged negligence in failing in a duty of care toward her. Now, I guess there was a previous ruling of a different case back in 1994 where a state's appeal court said the assumption of risk doctrine applies to nursing home staff members who are injured by an Alzheimer's disease patient. Today, the court said the same rule should apply to home health aides as well. Now, they say the ruling applies to in-home workers who are warned of known risks and who are hired through an agency. The court made no decision on whether the doctrine of assumption of risk to helpers hired directly by the family, if it applies to them. I mean, this is a tough one. Okay, if you have a patient that tries to do direct, but like when I was an ER doc, you had patients that would grab at you, you had patients that would try to punch you and hit you, etc. Okay, if that happened to me, I wouldn't think of suing the, I mean, I'm in an ER. I would, you know, I mean, if it got to that point, I mean, I never had to. I mean, I probably would fire a worker or file workers' comp if that, but I didn't need to. It wasn't to me as big a deal. It probably would be a big deal to most people, but for me, I just thought it was par for the course because medical school was already rough. That was nothing. ER was a piece of cake compared to medical school. So for me, I didn't, you know, make any issues about it. No big deal, whatever. However, if you did get hurt on the job, that's exactly what workers' comp is for. Can you then turn around? Like, for example, if I'm sewing somebody up and they have hepatitis C and I stick myself with a needle and they have hepatitis C, okay? Immediately, I'm supposed to have my company's workers' comp pay for my testing to check for my hepatitis C, and they would probably pay for treatment if I ever was hepatitis C positive as a result of that. I would not be able to turn around and sue the patient for giving me hepatitis C because all he did was just show up to the ER and I'm the one that started to sew him up. Like, let's say he was drunk and he's flaying around. He was in an accident, so I'm trying to sew him up. I'm trying to staple his head and he's not sitting still and he accidentally knocks my arm and I stick myself with the needle or the suture. I can't turn around and sue him. I mean, I'm sure there's some attorney who says, well, actually, you can, but I wouldn't have even thought you could do that. Why this case is so important, however, is we are having a growing hesitancy by home aid workers to work with people with Alzheimer's, with dementia. And this could be very, very frightening. All right. Now, I don't think home aid workers should be able to sue the dementia patients they take care of. Dementia patients don't have the ability many times to realize what they're doing from right from wrong. So, and then, you know, also the subject of, okay, do we have witnesses? You know, how do you prove a dementia patient cut you when they did? How do you prove that the dementia patient pushed you? And, you know, so, I mean, it just opens up a whole ball of wax. So my suggestion is if you are going to be a home health aid worker, you do it through a company that actually has workers' comp. So that if you do sustain an injury, you're still able to get care. And there's a lot of them out there. However, many of you, and God bless you for doing it, work on your own. You'll take some cash under the table to help people and their family members. You have to realize, though, that you are assuming a lot of your own liability and a lot of your own risk, okay? You know, I mean, if you want something done right and you want to be, and you want to have all your ducks in a row, I would suggest to do it right and get yourself hired through a home agency. Now, I understand some of you are concerned because you get paid a flat rate and you can get more on your own because some of the agencies will take a cut. All right. But it's, you know, again, to pay for workers' comp, to pay for the marketing, to be able to find the jobs that you could work, they do deserve a percentage. I have no idea what percentage they get, so I can't tell you how fair it is, but they do deserve some percentage. But you can't be a home aid worker and expect to be able to sue somebody for helping them if there's not proper agreements set forth. Now, what about like liability? You falling on somebody's property, can you sue that person? Will their liability insurance take over? That depends. But, you know, it really depends. Okay, like this inherent risk is one of these key words. Again, I'm not an attorney, but this case really highlights the fact that it's not as simple as you just going into somebody's house and helping out. Luckily, this woman worked for a company. There was workers' comp, etc. But I don't want to see any hesitancy with people wanting to work with a dementia patient or an Alzheimer's patient. If we do seem to lack enough people to do home health, then we are going to have facilities that are less expensive than they currently are for your patients with dementia or Alzheimer's. You know, if you've ever had a relative with dementia or Alzheimer's, they don't want to move. You can't take care of them. You're exhausted. You're working. You don't want to leave them alone because they could run out into the middle of the street, or they could do, you know, overtake medications, or they could accidentally light the place on fire. So you want to find a facility for them to move into, and they don't want to move. They don't want to move into a halfway house or an assisted living or one of these apartment complexes that have people check up. They don't want to do that. And so you're in a very, very difficult position where you want to honor some of the last wishes of your parents or grandparents, yet on the other hand, you want to make sure that they don't burn the house or kill your grandkid or do something else. I mean, it's very, very frightening. Extremely frightening. We had to take the guns away from one of our relatives once we started to see that he was starting to kind of lose it a little bit. You know, I mean, you really need to become a very domineering figure. Don't be abusive by any means. And I remember that conversation. Our relative was pretty, pretty upset because that protected him. He was scared and he wanted to have his, you know, guns to protect him. However, we were a little concerned with his mentation. That's always a tough subject. I wouldn't want anybody taking away my guns. Gosh, I wouldn't. You know, I would be like, look, I'm of sound mind. Let me protect myself. But wow, those are tough issues. I got to hand it to you guys. You know, life sure gets tougher, doesn't it? But if I could just make a call for, can we please start to come up with more affordable housing for these quote unquote halfway houses or assisted livings? Because I don't think we're going to have enough home aides. I don't think there's enough people that can and are equipped to do it. You know, I see these little 95 pound nurses trying to lift a 200 pound man out of a chair. You can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speaks.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More details have surfaced on another child being left in a car to die. This is ridiculous. This case happened in Wichita, Kansas. And apparently, Seth Jackson, 29 years old, is being charged with first-degree murder because he had, I believe, picked up the baby from the babysitter after taking the 5-year-old adopted child to a doctor's appointment. Jackson told police that when we arrived home, he went inside the house with the 5-year-old and the pizza. They picked up pizza, and he locked the car, leaving the 10-month-old 10-month-old baby in the car. He remembered he left the car after he was watching Game of Thrones. Apparently a child crying on the show Game of Thrones he was watching jogged his memory. Unfortunately, he was high at the time. He and his partner were smoking marijuana at their house. By the time his memory got jogged watching Game of Thrones, he ran over to the car. Baby was stiff, very, very hot. Unfortunately, he tried to do CPR, called 911, and unfortunately the child died. This is frightening. This is so ridiculous. I had put out yesterday what suggestions you guys have for these parents, adopted, biological, friends of the family, what to do to remember that you have the kid in the car. And again, I'm not blaming any particular thing or giving anybody an excuse, but I think a very common thread to this are these rear facing or these car seats in the back seat. Nobody seems to be looking at the back seat. Some of you have called in. Let's look at some of your responses. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Oh, hi. I just had a comment about the lady that left her baby in the car in Herc in Utah, and the doctor was talking about something you could do so you don't forget the baby. Women never forget their purses. I would just suggest that you put the baby or the purse beside the baby, and I don't think any baby would ever get forgotten. Really enjoy the show. Thank you.
I wish you were live. That's actually a good point. For women, I don't think we see as many women leaving the baby in the car as much as men, although we did have that woman from Hurricane Utah that had to go pee, ran into the bathroom, or possibly poop, I don't know, ran into the bathroom, left the baby in the car, didn't realize, oh my gosh. One other trick is you could put your house key on the baby. You can't get into the house because the key is on the baby. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have to have a conversation like this in 2014 because so many people are leaving the babies in the car. And I don't know, is it because we're hearing about this? Because the media now is so prevalent that we're hearing about all these cases of people left their babies in the hot car to this extent. To me, it sounds like almost every other day we're hearing of another case. This is some stupid, crazy stuff. I mean, people leave animals in the car. They leave their kids in the car. The animals in the car a lot of times is on purpose. They're like, well, I can't bring my dog into Target, so I'm going to leave the dog in the car. I'm just going to run in. You don't understand. The car heats up within minutes. Just try it. Just try shutting off the air conditioning and sitting in the car. The temperature rises immediately. At 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you're increasing the risk of death. So I don't know what you guys need to do to figure out, and ladies, what you need to do to figure out. All right. But getting high watching Game of Thrones, my concern is that baby was in there longer. I mean, look at how addicted Game of Thrones is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Dexter. All right. I'm finally going into the 7th season of Dexter. Wow, I had no idea how good that show is. It's sick. I mean, it is really sick. But if you like CSI type stuff, it's kind of cool. But, I'm at the point, I can't tell you guys because some of you guys haven't seen Dexter. Damn, I can't talk about that. What can I talk about? Now that all these shows are being Netflix, I can't talk about any show. Speaking of, though, shows and entertainment, let's look at some of the highest priced actors. All right, according to Forbes list, Robert Downey Jr. again wins the highest paying actor. Apparently, he earned roughly $75 million between June 2013 and June 2014. Second year in a row, he is the highest paid actor. He had earned $75 million in 2013 as well. I got to tell you, Robert Downey Jr., he is up there as making one of the biggest comebacks ever. I think he's a phenomenal actor, and he definitely redeemed himself having a very tumultuous past with his drug history and run-ins with the law. And, wow, now he's like hot stuff. However, we're finding many people in the arts, they have some element of either bipolar or some sort of personality disorder that draws them to drugs because that's how they are able to keep themselves on even keel. And they're some of the more gifted people. I mean, as Robert Downey Jr., that gifted an actor, I mean, you know, being Iron Man, you know, he has a lot of graphics, computer imagery and graphics to work with. But I think he does a great job. I think he's a good actor. Does he deserve $75 million? Whoa. Who else was a top paid actor? I think The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. I have not seen Hercules. I really wasn't impressed with the previews, although I really dig Greek mythology. So if I don't know if it's a big win, but anyway, $52 million. Bradley Cooper, The Hangover, all these other movies, American Hustle, $46 million he earned last year. Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorite actors. I still have not seen The Wolf of Wall Street because my kids are always at the house. I need to make sure I could see that without the kids because I hear it's pretty raunchy. Made $39 million over the past 12 months. Whoa. Chris Hemsworth, he plays Thor. Very, very handsome. $37 million. Liam Neeson, Taken, Taken 2. Maybe there's a Taken 3 coming up. Liam Neeson, I'm a fan of. He's been in a lot of movies. Ben Affleck, he did really well because of Argo. And then I think he's now going to be Batman in Batman vs. Superman. $35 million. And The Dark Knight's Christian Bale. In terms of women, Sandra Bullock, because of Gravity, I got to tell you, I was really mad at the whole Gravity movie because, you know, where was George Clooney? George Clooney was supposed to be in it for most of the movie. So I think she really lucked out because of George Clooney. I think she's a very good actress, just not really my cup of tea. Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games, very interesting. I guess the first movie, she had earned less than $1 million up front. Now she's definitely in a position where she could ask for a lot more. I think Jennifer Lawrence came in, gosh, I'm not sure. I think she came in number 12. Other top-paying actresses, of course, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie. There was somebody else, I think, I forget who came in second. Women appear to still make less money. Sandra Bullock made, I guess, $51 million total compared to Robert Downey Jr. But, the male movies make more. You know, they just do. Like, I don't know if this is going to open up a subject of equality, et cetera. You know, we want, if women are doing the same work, to get paid the same as men. However, you also notice that the work is not apparently the thing that drives movies. It drives a lot of show business. It's the money that comes in. So if you compare Sandra Bullock to Thor, yeah, Gravity brought in more money than Thor. She made more money than Thor did, Chris Hemsworth. But, Robert Downey Jr. probably making money on the back end of movies also because if he was smart, he got in as a producer of these Avengers, etc. I'm not sure what he did. But you are going to see a discussion coming forth why women actresses are being paid less than male actors. My guess is that the movie makes more. If Dr. Dahlia ever made a blockbuster movie, yeah, I probably wouldn't make that much money, would I? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
All right, guys, we
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email us at drdahlia.com. Go to the Contact Us page, and you're able to send an email on your medical question. This was an interesting one. Luis writes, Doctor, I have a $2,300 bill from my physician for a recent bout of pneumonia. I am unemployed, and I thought I had insurance until June, but they dropped me the day after they fired me in March. I asked the medical office to reduce the amount of my bill, and they refused. I'm going in this week to talk face-to-face to the physician I saw. What would be the best approach? And then he goes on asking about, you know, should he pay up front, should he whatever. This is actually a very common problem. That's why I decided to read this one. Many of you get fired. Many of us get fired. We think we have insurance for another 90 days. When the doctor's office calls to check on insurance eligibility, they get a recording saying you're still eligible. When the recording is not up to date, and the if it's not put into a computer system as quickly as it should, doctor thinks you have insurance. You still think you have insurance. I mean, you're not going to rock the boat and call the employer that just fired you. Do I still have insurance? You go to the doctor, you get sick. Now, all of a sudden, you have a bill. All right. The office not reducing the amount of the bill, that's luck of the draw. I mean, you'll have some offices that will say, yeah, we'll you know, give you cash discount, et cetera. You'll have some offices that say, well, no. All right. And one of you had, actually a few of you had asked me why these cash discounts are cheaper than insurance costs. And, you know, we've talked about that where, you know, if you have a deductible, and your insurance is saying $200 has to go to deductible, they can't turn around and give you the $100 cash visit because you are eating away your deductible. So if that $200 is counted, then that's your bill, $200. It happened to me. I had surgery. They thought I didn't have insurance. Hospital gave me $1,200 bill. Once they found out I had insurance, they charged me $2,500 because I had a $2,500 deductible. It stunk. I think it's stupid the way the system goes. But I also understand they have a contract with the insurance company. They could lose their contract with the insurance company if they play both sides, and you can't do that. So if there's a deductible that you owe, it's a deductible that you owe. You can't pretend you paid a deductible. The insurance kicks in. That's considered insurance fraud. However, doctors at their leisure or at their discretion can decide to discount, etc. You know, another issue we see is we have this at our office. You'll have patients that will say, bill the insurance, I have insurance. So you bill the insurance, and it costs money to bill the insurance. It does. I mean, it eats out of every claim. You're spending money on the biller. You're spending money on the time to bill. You're spending money on the postage. Even if it's electronic, these electronic systems still charge you a processing fee per claim. You're paying for the billing software. So it's a few bucks per claim. Then it doesn't get paid. You send a statement, which costs money with postage. Then you bill it again. So you could easily spend $10, $12, $15, $20, $25 just for one sending of a claim, depending on how much work your biller puts into it, how much you're paying them per hour, etc. So all of a sudden now, you come back after 3 months going, you want to know what? Just give me the cash discount. And many doctors will say, no, the cash discount is if you pay up front. Well, you can't be costing us time and money and then asking us to go and reduce a bill. So I have to, you know, admit I understand as a doctor why they may not do that. So now you're going to go face-to-face with the doctor, which I don't know is the best way to go, but it is a strategy. Some physicians, because remember, many of us, we went into this expecting to do a lot of work for free, which we are, may, if we haven't gotten our fill of doing free work, will, you know, look kindly upon you and say, you know, look, yeah, $2,300, honestly, no, you shouldn't have to pay all that. Looks like you got screwed over by what happened with your insurance. Absolutely, we'll do a discount. But I got to tell you, many doctors, they don't want to get involved at that level. They can't. Okay, you know, we were taught very early on, not verbatim, to not get involved and haggle with patients over price. Remember, we need to be a very objective force in terms of we're giving you advice not based on money. The fact that many doctors have no idea whether they're getting paid to see you or not is in your favor. You don't want a doctor knowing that they're not getting paid or that they have to take a cut or they're getting paid more to see you. You don't want that subjectivity. All right. You know, I think it's very important for me to understand what my patients have to pay. I think it's extremely important, you know, understanding what a lab bill could cost my patient. I need to be aware of that. Do I really want to know what the patient has to pay me? And do I want to be the one haggling? And oh, no, because I just want to take care of the patient and move on to the next patient. I don't want them to think I'm thinking about money. I think it's very, very unfortunate. I have a very, very tough time dealing with a lot of attorneys. You know, I love the attorneys that put on the appearance that they're really not worried about the money. They really want to help my case. Okay, I don't know what word that is, but you see some real sincerity. And there's some attorneys that do that. And it makes me feel so good when they say, look, let's get you better. Let's get this case handled. Let's, you know, get the shipment correct. Don't worry about the bill right now. We have bigger fish to fry. What's more important is your office running smoothly. Let's make sure we get this software up. And so the money issue always comes in and stresses and complicates things as well. If the doctor will not see you face to face, sometimes you could send a letter. You know, I've had patients, unfortunately, I get so much letters and fan mail and non-fan mail that I have a lot of difficulty reading each and every letter. All right. Because, some of the things people send me are really sick. I mean, pictures, and I'm like, really, people? And so, here you are trying to send me a letter saying you want to negotiate your bill. My particular office, though, we do have ways to, do payment plans, things like that. Most doctors' offices do. So how I would approach it is say, look, you would like to do a payment plan. Unfortunately, you thought you had insurance. That would have changed your decision about how many times you had gone to be seen. And maybe it might have changed the office's position on how many x-rays it would have done, etc. You appreciate the care. You're grateful for the care. But now you have a $2,300 bill. You need to be very, very careful. Very, very careful implying that the value of your life or the treatment of your pneumonia was less than the $2,300 because you don't want to tick anybody off. I don't know what the value is. A lot of us doctors, we do stuff for free. I don't think there's any monetary value you could put on a doctor spending time and saving your life. There shouldn't be a monetary value on that, but you also need to be very careful going, look, you know, really, doctor, was what you did really worth $2,300? That may be something you're thinking, but that wouldn't be something, you would bring up. You know, what you could say is, look, I understand you want cash up front. Can I pay any, like, late fees, take the cash discount? I'll pay a little bit more because I understand you had to, you know, bill and take time, etc., and that costs you money. Can I pay any administrative costs plus the cash discount? Because, unfortunately, I thought I had coverage, you thought I had coverage, and looks like this is what happened. And most times, the office will work with you. Because that's nice, you want to pay your bill. Now, do not suggest that you would pay a bill over a period of a year either. Okay? Because 99.99% of those bills do not get paid. So, one thing you may want to offer is if 50% would be a cash discount, you'll pay that 50% today. Alright? People like that. And it's a shame we have to talk about negotiating. You never negotiate with your grocery store. You don't negotiate with the gas station. You don't negotiate with your lawyer a lot of times. I mean, you pay what they say. But when it comes to medicine, everybody expects doctors to be able to go negotiate. So you can try that approach. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome! BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Block It Pocket at BlockItPocket.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.